Nice.
Let me start over. My rolling wasn't rolling. Let's start over. What have we learned since 1993?
I don't think you can ever do enough to be prepared. The river is going to be what the river is. We're going to see another 93 someday, maybe even see something worse than 93. But we always need to be prepared and try to improve, do what we can to make our systems better, try to work together to find ideas that are going to help in a situation to make a situation better. So I think it's just an idea that you always want to be looking for ways to get better and work together to try to do that.
Have we been able to do that?
Well, I think there's been a lot of improvements made all up and down the river since 93. I know that in the SNI, we've done a lot of work in terms of strengthening our landside slopes. We've done over 30 miles of slope work to make our slopes better and to build seepage berms. We've built 9 miles of roads in our drainage district to make accessibility much better. We've had a lot of areas in 93 that were not accessible to roads. By road, so we've done that. We actually built 4,000 feet of levee that a levee didn't exist. The board fence, the infamous board fence in '93. Well, that's now a levee, and we got that done right after the '93 flood, which has helped. And the other thing is to stay involved on the regulatory side, to keep watch over the rules and the regulations, to try to manage those rules and regulations to benefit people on the river and do the best we can within those rules.
Are we ready if it happens?
I don't know if you're ever ready. Yeah. We're better prepared. I know we're better prepared in the SNI, I think. We've got a database of heavy equipment operators to work with that we didn't have before. In the 08 flood, when we had an all-out flood fight, we just opened the yellow pages and started calling contractors. Well, now we maintain a database of contractors all throughout the Midwest that we can make contact with. I think the emergency management systems within the counties and the state are much better in trying to deal with emergencies such as the flood emergency that we have. People are much more alert to it. I know in our case, we monitor the river conditions constantly. I monitor what's going on in northeast Missouri and southeast Iowa almost daily. When people up in central Iowa get a heavy rain, I want to know where that occurred and is it going to go into reservoirs and what are the reservoir elevations. And so, yeah, I think we're better prepared, but I don't know if you're ever ready.
Sure. What changes have been? You mentioned a couple of changes to the levee with the extra roads and the 4,000 more feet. Mm-hmm. What other kind of changes have been made to strengthen the levee?
Just the slope work. We've made our slopes much fatter. We've probably added 1 million cubic yards of sand over 30 miles of our main stem levee on the side slopes to make them better, to make them fatter and broader. We've added, we're in a project right now, we're building seepage berms to help control through seepage that comes through those levees. We've incorporated 3 miles of drain tile in our levee system, where we had the seepiest, most soupy areas of our levee. We installed drain tile in some of those sections, and it takes that water out, gets it out, and that levee dries up almost immediately. So we've done that. So those kind of things, and really, it's just like the accessibility. When you build 9 miles of roads and you got 9 miles of a system that you can get equipment to in the blink of an eye rather than have to track it 5 or 6 miles, that makes a huge difference in terms of being able to get there and get your equipment there where it's needed. So that's been a big help.
Do you think since 93 it's easier to get the ear of the people in Springfield, Jefferson City, Washington, D.C.?
I would hesitate to give a positive answer to that, because it seems like in those parts of the country they react to severe emergencies rather than preventing it. You know, it's a heck of a lot easier to prevent a flood, and it's a lot cheaper than it is to clean up afterwards. But we are constantly in their ear. But in terms of, you know, look at our lock and dam systems along the Mississippi. They're in terrible shape, dilapidated. I applaud the Corps of Engineers for keeping them operable. But they were built in the 30s and 40s, and we can't get money to even replace those. So I know that you need to ever be in their ear to always keep them abreast of what's going on. But, you know, like a summer like this summer where we could really use some good soaking rainfall, you know, the flooding is the farthest thing from their mind. They don't think about it. So
even so, we had a flooding river.
Yeah, we had a 20-foot river here in the Hannibal gauge, which isn't severe, but it didn't take much to get to that 20-foot stage. And so that's why it's very difficult unless you put those officials in a situation where you've got a severe emergency, such as what we've experienced in 2008. The farther away you get from it, the harder it is to get their attention.